I know you're doing the dance right now, because we all do it after watching Charlie Brown
Christmas. We're grooving. We like it.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house and the studio, there are stacks of CDs that only get played once a year. Unless you listen to a Charlie Brown Christmas in the middle
unless
of June.
Unless you're me, and I'm a big, huge nerd who plays them all the time.
So before this holiday passes, Rachel and I are going to give those CDs one more play. We're going to go through a couple of our favorite songs, get you in the spirit and the mood. I'm going to go first. Now, this is a classic from my childhood. I'm going to date myself a little bit. It was played on local, as they say, urban radio. It was sung by a 6 or 7 year old who discovers that his pops looks an awful lot like Santa. And he makes this discovery that I'm not sure a lot of people know. Claus is a black man.
You heard it here first, people.
Yep. Can we hear a little more?
Santa Claus is a black man. Santa Claus is a black man. And I found out that's why I'm telling you.
He found out. That's why he's telling you. Apparently, this was Akeem and Teddy Van, Santa Claus a Black Man. It's from 1973, and it was considered a soul power update on I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, because the little guy saw Santa kiss it up on his mom. If you want to find this, you can find it on a John Waters Christmas, John Waters being the rather eccentric director of Hairspray and the like. It took Waters years to track down a copy of the 45. He calls it his all-time favorite Christmas song. It might become yours, too. It's one of mine.
So, speaking of family favorites, when my family gets together, we watch a lot of South Park. Maybe you've heard of it. And then everybody starts talking in really bad South Park child voices. It's very frightening for newcomers, for boyfriends and girlfriends. It scares them away immediately. And one of our favorites is the Christmas special from South Park. And there's a very special Christmas carol that's sung by my favorite character, Cartman. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
There's stirs a breathy singing. It is the night of our dear Savior's baby. Early night, it is the night with the Christmas trees and pears.
Oh, we've lost Rachel. She's not coming back.
I love that so much because I should say I really love this particular Christmas carol. I've sung it in church when I was little. I think it's a really beautiful piece of music, but I think Cartman's reinterpretation of this holiday classic should not be missed. Here, the chorus.
Night when I get presents. There we go.
All right, let's go to something a little more traditional before a lightning bolt comes down and strikes the studio right now. I love this one because there's a little bit of controversy. It's a beautiful song, one of my favorite Christmas carols, but there's a little bit of controversy over its origins. It's Greensleeves' What Child Is This? This is Enya's version.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him not the babe, the Son of Mary.
You're all very thankful that I'm just lip syncing along right now. I love it. It's so beautiful.
It is a beautiful song.
Now, the lyrics were written at one point, and the music is from another period in time. The lyrics were written in 1865, but the legend of the tune is that it comes from, I believe, the 16th century. There's always been a legend that Henry VIII wrote it as a love song for Anne Boleyn. Ah. Many historians don't believe it, but the legend still lingers. So you have Green Sleeves, which is the music, and What Child Is This? The lyrics from 200 years later.
Very nice. So finally we're going to wrap it up with a song that's just one of my favorite songs. I actually haven't heard a version of the song that I don't like, but I decided this morning to play for you a version by Sarah McLachlan. This is off of a record that she put out last year in 2006 called Winter Song, and I thought it was appropriate because it's just one of those classics. There's nothing controversial, nothing cerebral about this. It's a song that everyone can get something out of, so let's listen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the
And with that, we want to thank you for listening to the BPP. We were directed today by Jacob Gantz.
Our staff includes MJ Davis, Dan Pashman, Wynn Rosenfeld, Ian Chilling, and Pauline Bartolini.
Our engineers are Manoli Weatherall, Josh Rogerson, and Manya Zuba.
Trisha McKinney is our editor. Laura Conway edits our website and blog and did the newscast today.
Our senior producer is Mr. Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. We'll see you tomorrow for
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.